Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Sunday, July 4th, 2010, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1776, the Declaration of Independence is signed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with the last signature on that document, the United States of America, was created. On this day in 1945, United States forces entered the city of Berlin as members of the Army of Occupation as part of the post-war agreements on the governing of Germany and its capital city of Berlin. In 1946, after 380-plus years of near-continuous colonial rule by various powers, the Philippines attained full independence from the United States. In 1950, Radio Free Europe begins broadcasting. In 1959, with the admission of Alaska as the 49th state, on January 3, 1959, the 49-star flag of the United States debuts in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A year later, in 1960, due to the post-Independence Day admission of Hawaii as the 50th U.S. state, on August 21, 1959, the 50-star flag of the United States debuts in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signs the Freedom of Information Act into United States law. It goes into effect the following year. In 1976, Israeli commandos raid the Entebbe Airport in Uganda, rescuing all but four of the passengers and crew of an Air France jetliner seized by Palestinian terrorists on June 27th. And also in 1976, the United States celebrates the 200th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. In 1982, four Iranian diplomats are kidnapped by members of the Lebanese militia in Lebanon. And in 1987, in France, former Gestapo chief Klaus Barbie, also known as the Butcher of Lyon, is convicted of crimes against humanity and is sentenced to life imprisonment. He dies 4 years later. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, July 4. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.